Marie's gone to get the recorder.
Okay.
Well, so if you give her 2 seconds.
So today's Mary Page's anniversary.
That's right.
Because today's my mother's birthday. And today's the triplets' birthday.
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Right.
A lot of things
happen on May the 7th.
May the 7th.
Yeah. But that's how I remember both of those occasions, because it's my mom's birthday. 86.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going strong.
That's great. Marie, you want to press your button?
I'll go ahead and call the Recreation Committee meeting to order. It's 5 o'clock, Tuesday, May the 7th. Acknowledge that the press and public have been notified in accordance with FOIA. Second item on the agenda is approval of previous month's minutes of April the 3rd.
I think I have a correction on the motion that you made regarding the increase of fees.
Yes, ma'am.
For the, it says athletic camps and for Camp Summershine. I think it was just Camp Summershine. It didn't include the athletic camps, the increase in the fees. Because the athletic camps are quite pricey already. Summershine Camp is the only one that is the one that's at 65 right now.
We did discuss the increase in athletic fees.
Youth athletics. That was the motion before that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yes.
There were two motions. So
Right.
We just need to take athletic camps out of that.
Gotcha. Oh, athletic camps. Yes. Great.
And I actually have under new business discussion of summer camp registration, the original concern that I brought up that kicked off that discussion, I had heard concerns about people not getting their children into camp, but not grandchildren. And they were actually, the concern was related to grandchildren and that grandchildren, they felt like grandchildren were taking spots.
Right.
That should go to residents.
So it should be about not getting their child enrolled. Just delete the grandchild.
Yeah, although we did, that did lead us into the discussion of grandchildren.
Right.
With those changes, go ahead and make a motion to approve them.
Oh, a motion to approve?
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Citizens' comments. There are no citizens in the audience right now, but we will see if anybody shows up. Then we will move on to our monthly report.
Okay.
From Jean. What you got?
You should have a copy in front of you. It's kind of condensed. Most of the children's programs and a lot of the senior programs cease during the summer because people are traveling and children out of school, but the yoga and those type classes continue. In athletics, we're still playing our spring softball, 3-on-3 basketball, 6-v-6 soccer. Our table tennis league is still going on, and our youth baseball is winding down. In fact, I think they're in their tournaments right now. We tried to get those in before the end of May because once school's out, it's difficult to get the children back to participate in their games. Special events, the teenagers had their last annual meeting May the 2nd. We'll start back in September. Summer camp begins June the 11th. Our Music in the Park was held this past Saturday, and it was a great event. If you were not there, you missed out. It was the weather was perfect as well. Sand sculpting is scheduled for Saturday, June the 9th. Beach run, July the 21st. Our half roller tournament on August the 18th. Some of the random things we did off-site, we continued to mark the 15-foot circles around the fire hydrants to help the police department with the enforcement of that. Replace the water filter in the fountain here at City Hall, and we pick up trash occasionally on Palm when we see it. And of course, we updated the connector and breach inlet information boards. I saw include a couple of charts for you so you could see the registration summer camp, Isle of Palms versus non-residents, whether it be Sullivan, Pins Island or Mount Pleasant, whatever they exhibited. And then same thing with our summer athletic camps, and I listed those. We have two basketball, two different ages, two volleyball, a soccer, tennis, intermediate and tiny tennis. And then I also included the cardio room attendance, the average daily attendance, and the average monthly attendance. And you can see that those numbers seem to have increased this year versus the other years. So unless you have any questions, that's really all I have prepared for you.
Thank you for the charts.
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice.
Very, very helpful.
Okay.
Perfect. Any other questions? Do we have any problems with camp registration and folks trying to get in, or Island residents? And
nope, I think the only person that complained was in the building less than an hour and got their children. The only person that I heard that complained came in about 5 minutes after 7, left at 8:14, and got their children into camp.
Okay.
At 11:42, there were still most of the weeks in the 5 through 12 year olds were still open.
I went by and I said hi to people. I didn't go in and say hi.
Councilman Buchanan and Mayor Carroll popped in, and actually it was around 8:30 or so, and
it was empty.
It was empty. We had moved them out.
Yeah, I went before it when it was dark out.
Well, we have three people registering. So, you know, those people that come really, really early are doing it, I think, so they can say they did it.
Yeah.
Because with three people registering and they have the sheets ahead of time, they fill it out, it only takes a minute to do a person. So we...
I think the setup that you all have, having gone through it, is very efficient once you get it going.
Right.
There was some conversation, which I didn't create on social media, but I got sucked into because I got tagged on it, you know, about the having to wait ahead. Maybe that's a discussion that we can have.
Can I ask a quick question? Were there any people who came to register and were unable to because the weeks that they wanted were full?
I'm not sure. There might be one or two that maybe the weeks were full, but most of them were still open.
You can say definitively that there's maybe a small minority of people that wanted to register that couldn't.
Right.
Or say it another way, the vast majority of people were able to register for the weeks.
That's correct. And I will say that most people were very complimentary and thanked us for doing it. I only knew of one complaint.
And the thing is with that, a lot of times people will come in because it's such a great deal. They will book up the entire summer, buy the whole entire summer, whether they're going to use it or not, but they want to have it in their back pocket. And then...
There's very few that do that now, though.
Okay.
That doesn't happen
as much.
And I think that was the problem years ago, is people did that. And that's why we started... Because at one time, we didn't even require deposit. And then we realized what people were doing. They were just signing up for the whole summer.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they would last minute call. So that's when we started the $25 deposit per week. And that kind of cut out some of that. But that's really not a huge issue anymore.
But
I remember people who did that back when I was using it. Now, I did, I'm not sure if it's the same person that complained, but the person who posted on Facebook and who had previously said some things to me, who brought up the grandparent issue, happened to be in the back of the line with some grandparents who were registering. One, it may have just been registering for athletic camps. I know her. I think she has previously used the camps before for her grandkids who don't live here, but they are here a lot, and she has taken care of them. The other grandparent I know was there. Her daughter actually lives on the island. She was probably just registering for her. But he said one of the grandparents recited back to him that it was, that he talked to in line, I don't know if it was those same two, that it was okay to register if your grandkids lived within 50, like the reverse of what it's supposed to be.
I think they were just confused because I know the lady that you're talking about actually felt a little harassed, and I didn't know it at the time.
Oh, okay.
I think this individual was real ugly to her.
Oh, okay.
And but I didn't know it until after the fact. Someone else came and told me about it.
Okay.
But her child does not live within 50 miles of here. I want to say they live in Columbia or Charlotte, somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. So he misunderstood.
Okay.
And was kind of rude.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Moving on to item four. Item five. Old business. Review of the budget. I'm not sure if there's...
Well, and I was just going to say this was the one committee that... that increased revenues in the budget, so I feel confident. I feel confident you're not going to want to reverse that. And in terms of expenses on the rec side, I don't believe there's really anything significant. You know that you guys, if there's nothing that you would recommend changing related to recreation, then it's just been a placeholder on all the committee budgets in case. There's something you wanted to discuss.
The only thing that we need to address, I think, is still the, I don't know if we have, I think we have funds for it, but it's some of the ongoing maintenance that we have at our park, whether that needs to be adjusted more, we think we can continue with what we have in our, whether we need to bring in, I just know it's be an issue, and that's one of the complaints we've gotten some residents, is just, filler. Or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, we're probably not as on top of that as we should be. We're actually going to change around the acquaintance gate thing. And looking at what's happening, there's a little end cove there.
Yeah.
And when the dog comes to what we call the acquaintance gate, it's like a funnel right there. So we're going to straighten that out a little bit and kind of alternate the gates. I think that'll help a little bit there. We did bring a little bit of mulch in at the entrance, and which we were doing.
Yeah.
For some reason, we hadn't been doing, but we got back to that practice.
Right.
You know, it's impossible to get grass to grow in the dog park.
You can't.
Yeah. So
that's why
especially my dogs, as well used as ours is.
My dogs aren't allowed in my backyard anymore.
Our backyard, we have a hard time with grass.
But we did. Okay. Right after the meeting about the mulch in the entrance, we did put some mulch there, and we're going to reconfigure a little bit. I think will help that area.
Okay.
Did you hear from the AstroTurf guy? No. The SIP party, there was a guy who sells AstroTurf.
Oh yeah.
It's for your lawns, and he. I don't know how he said he'd been maybe talked to somebody already about the Bark Park or was going
to
give some information. I thought he said maybe you. I can't remember. But I don't know. I have real mixed feelings about that. But he said.
I would have to check how sanitary that might be.
I know. Yeah. I think he said there's a Bark Park or a dog park in West Ashley that uses it. Huh. And it was kind of like.
I'll find
it. And he said, there's a special spray for the smell. And I was like, oh.
No.
So,
how about the cooties?
You're right.
I don't know.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. We'll move on to discussion of full court basketball times for adults. Because this is continued.
Well, I was going to follow up because you had brought up Saturday afternoons as a possibility. Mm-hmm. And so, talked with Mick and he talked with the group. I think that the Saturday afternoon, I was at first getting the feeling that it was a good possibility for them, but in talking about it more, afternoons not so much. Mm-hmm. They could use it or would use it more in the morning if it was available in the morning. And I know you have Taekwondo. Mm-hmm. Is it always 10 to 12?
Mm-hmm. I think it's 9 to 12.
At the end of the day, isn't it our duty to say, if we want to do adult basketball time, what's the time that makes the most sense for the city, the community? Right. And if those guys want to use it, then they can accommodate the time that we say this is the time that makes the most sense for everything we're doing in the community.
Well, and I think Norma Jean had offered that as in the interim before we open up on Sundays.
Right. I was just trying to throw out some options. That we talked about doing opening on Sundays after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought if they wanted an option, I would try to work with them to make that happen.
And I think that's appreciated.
Sure.
But realistically, he said by that point in the day, everybody's off doing stuff.
Okay.
Now, they would be willing to do something early. Like, they usually get started at 8:30, and he said they'd be happy to start as early as 7:30. But I'm not sure what the open time is on Saturdays for you guys.
Well, I have employees coming in at 8:30 to open at 9:00. For Taekwondo.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they'd be. You know, is Taekwondo? How big is that? Is that not something you could do in one of the other rooms?
You know, Dr. Immel's been there for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
And with Taekwondo on Saturdays, they break boards. They have their own boards. They have bags that they hang, and all that equipment is in the gymnasium. So it would be really difficult to move all that around because their equipment is stored in, and they need the hooks
and that
stuff. You know, some days they have 20, some days they have 30, some days they have 15. It just depends on what's going on.
And I thought maybe you didn't open till 9:00 on Saturdays, and I was like 9 to 10, and he said that wouldn't probably be enough time for them to make it work. I think they appreciated the rules that I shared with them that you had.
Okay.
But he said in that particular situation, if you're sitting out, you probably wouldn't get much time in, in that hour, if you're rotating through.
Right. That's why adult play should probably be a couple hours.
So anyways, I just wanted to let you know about that. And they're excited, though, about Sundays.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good. Perfect. Moving on to consideration proposal for farmers market. Interesting.
I thought that Rebecca Stevenson said that she might. She was planning on attending the meeting today,
okay.
So I'm not sure why she's not there, but not here. But in your packets, you have the proposal that she sent us and an updated budget, including that compensation component, and also the responsibilities. And I looked at the responsibilities, and there's still. They will still require some city involvement, but I think I'm comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked the police department to let me know if they would be willing to, if they'll have enough staff to be able to participate in lining up the spaces like they've requested, and they haven't responded yet to my request, but that might be something that we can accommodate.
Mm-hmm.
How? What entertainment are they having that they can? That's less than $100 of.
So it's music. It's just a band. Last year we paid $200 per.
Per
market for the band.
Right.
Which was it was too much.
Yeah.
Everybody agreed that it was too generous, and they know people who would be willing to do it for $75, $100.
Well, I need to get their names.
Well, these are smaller bands,
It's not amplified.
No.
It's very low key. It's,
sell some CDs. They're almost there for the farmer's market as much as anybody
else. Yeah. But I'll send you the list of the people.
That would be great. Well, I'm just thinking about something like the teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
They love that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They like to be entertained. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be talked to about death or burial or investments, or they want to be entertained. So.
And most of them are local.
Yeah. Okay. So. I was just questioning that because I'm thinking, wow, I need to know that one.
It's interesting that did they create the budget?
Yeah. Well, they've used the budget that I prepared for you all that last meeting and added the manager compensation. I went ahead and included since it's in this draft of the budget and there seems to be consensus for the city to cover the cost of the parking.
Mm-hmm.
I added that under the revenue side and also the expense side, but it evens out.
It's just kind of odd to put it, I guess, to me as a, I understand, it's kind of odd showing it as a revenue line item.
Yeah.
If our, I think our message to the rest of the council was, if we're going to consider compensation, it's going to come out of revenues and not above and beyond. And I for one think if we're going to sell the idea of compensation to the council, it's got to be purely from revenues, including parking. In other words, the city of Isle of Palms, we're paying for the parking out of revenue from the vendor fees. So we either have to, if they want this to work, we're gonna have to figure out a way to get more out of vendors, or they're gonna have to cut it somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's my reaction to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to make parking happen, or it doesn't, or the event's probably not gonna come off in the end. So
my memory was a little bit different on that. My memory on it was that the city had, in y'all's recommendation, and the city had taken the position that this would be a service that we would provide,
yes,
which would be paying for the parking, mm-hmm, not with the expectation that the revenues, mm-hmm, from the market would offset that expense.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I reviewed those minutes from the second budget workshop, and that's my that was my understanding as well.
Okay. I mean, it's really a question of where the funds come from. I don't, I'm more so thinking about the rest of council, because no, I totally agree. I think we've got to have the parking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not debating that point. It's just a question of how we draw the line from the fund, from one,
mm-hmm,
source of funds to another. And, again, I know the sticking point is ultimately going to be compensation, and someone could look at this and say, well, take out the $1,200 revenue line item.
You could take it out in both places, revenue and expense, just because it's something that is sitting
in. If we're saying it's something separate from the farmer's market.
Yeah. And I think that was I was listening back at the audio from this last committee meeting, and that was kind of your approach to it, was that it just bounces.
It's just part of the community service.
Yeah, that we just take that piece out of it, of the budget.
I mean, you end up with the same thing. If you take it out of revenues and out of expenses, you're going to end up with the same bottom line. But
and if you look at the management responsibilities in the proposal, I don't know if they would be willing to do it again this year without the compensation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe one of them,
mm-hmm,
will have, but it's just not going to be the same. And I genuinely don't have the time to devote to this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I cannot do it.
Yeah.
And my mindset has always been that this is like something that we're providing, that the city is providing. I mean, it's a different equation, I realize that, but I almost think of it more as like with the music in the park, or
mm-hmm,
it's an event that we're doing as a service to our community.
And also keep in mind, the budget doesn't include this because they haven't yet worked on it, because they're waiting on what the decision will be about from council on this, on the farmers market. But they have been talking about setting some sponsorship opportunities, so
as
a way to reduce the expenses.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's not contemplated in the budget. And last year we didn't have a sponsorship structure,
mm-hmm,
so they did it only once,
mm-hmm,
but there was a lot of interest from the community's businesses,
mm-hmm,
to either sponsor the music or sponsor,
mm-hmm,
some children's activities, and
right,
they want to work on that, but
mm-hmm,
they haven't done anything yet.
Sure.
So that would be something that would impact the budget as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
And there's nothing about alcohol in there, so.
And that's another thing. That would be something
that
the registration fee for that vendor would be more than what we're contemplating here.
Mm-hmm.
So this was really like a preliminary budget, and with luck or good fortune, we'll see more money coming in,
mm-hmm,
for proceeds. So.
Well, I don't know if I was clear. Sorry, I know I should be speaking again, but I'm in favor. I think the manager compensation is really clear and straightforward, and
mm-hmm,
the amount makes sense. And given the amount of hours, I'm on board with all of that. It was more thinking of the positioning for when we take it to council, because I'm in favor of this, and I don't think I made that clear before. So I would make a motion to approve this, the budget as proposed.
Second.
Okay. And I don't know if we need to, just to make it more clear, you know, whether we take out that $1,200 line item out of both revenue and expenses, or if you want to leave it in there, or if just as a part of our budget process, as part of an expense, as for an event.
I think that's how it's contemplated.
Is that what it is in there?
Budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it should be in here.
Perfect.
Personally.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I see.
It'll work. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Cool. For them, and you'll touch base with them.
Sure,
we'll go from there.
Sure, well, this will go to full council at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So, moving on to Sunday Rec Center opportunities. I think we have something we're going to move forward with in the.
I actually asked for it. Mm-hmm. I had just a couple of people had suggested some things to me to consider for Sundays, and one was I don't know if there's an opportunity to have classes, you know, like yoga and that kind of thing, and offer those in the back classrooms, but at least one person had said that she works during the week but she's home on the weekends, and that would be a good day for her to do classes. So I'm not sure if there's instructors out there who
we'll have to check with
that.
Our instructors. I'm gonna guess no.
Okay.
We do have yoga classes on Saturday mornings. But I mean, all I can do is ask.
Right.
If anybody's interested in that.
And I just, similar to the cardio room argument, that for some residents, and especially when it's seasonal and it's hard to get on and off the island, having something like that here that is easy to get to without having to leave might be something that we could offer as an opportunity. And then another was futsal. I know a mom whose son is a little bit older now, but futsal has really grown in popularity. Futsal.
They play it over at the Lutheran Center. You'll see them on the basketball courts out there. It's similar to soccer.
It's like an indoor soccer.
It's
an indoor soccer.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But if we do indoor soccer, how are we going to do basketball?
Well, in those other hours, like if you did full court basketball for a couple of hours, if there's an hour or two in there I know we talked about having kid basketball after the adult, but it seems like maybe there's an hour in there that you could do futsal time, possibly.
Well, let me just, I don't mind offering things on Sunday, but now we're talking about more staffing. You know, with part-time employees to supervise the facility and raise the front desk, that's a whole different thing than having something organized.
Okay, Well, I didn't know if it could be like more of a open gym, but for futsal instead of basketball kind of thing.
I think you would need a different supervision than that.
Okay.
I just think you would have to.
Mm-hmm.
The cardio room, if we're open on Sundays, the cardio room will be open.
Yeah.
So, that's just kind of a given, unless there's a class in the gymnasium that is distracting.
Well, and I was just mentioning that the argument for having the expanded cardio room was that it makes it easier to get to if you have it on the island.
Okay. But I'd be glad to ask the instructors about yoga or any fitness classes that we might could have on. Now, we had discussed Sunday afternoons, not Sunday mornings.
Right.
Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're looking at the 12 to 5 or 1 to 6.
Okay.
So otherwise, you know, I just, like I said before, it would be great if we can use that time. Although I recognize what you're saying now is that some things require more staffing.
You're right. There's different levels of supervision.
That makes sense. Yes.
Yes.
Futsal, maybe. I don't know if that's something you want to think about for somewhere else in the week.
We might. I'll get with Aaron and see. You know, it would be something that we wouldn't want to compete with the other sports because we do struggle
fill in our spots.
Fill in, you know,
yeah,
with our numbers.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not necessarily an organized league, but maybe like similar to volleyball, where you make some time in your schedule for it somehow.
Right. But, well, we have schools out activities sometimes when the kids are on spring break.
Yes.
And we do dodgeball. They love dodgeball, so maybe this would be a substitute.
It's gotten
for that.
Really popular in the past, I'd say 5 years.
Yeah.
Especially as between the two fall and spring soccer seasons is to allow those soccer kids during the wintertime to do futsal.
There's actually an elite futsal Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. It has quickly gotten really popular.
Perfect. Okay. No new business. No miscellaneous business. And you came in, we discussed the farmer's market.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine. We went through the budget and we made a motion to go ahead and approve this budget as, you know, as presented. We'll take it to City Council this month. And, and Desiree will keep in touch with you.
Do you want me to try to be there for that on time?
Sure. Yeah,
we can.
I'll send you an email.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
We're looking forward to it, though.
Okay.
Yeah. We're excited. We're all excited.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the detail.
Yes, thank you.
Cool. Yeah.
And thanks for all of your work last year to get it going.
Oh, yeah. No problem. All
right.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Nothing else? Moving on. Next meeting date?
May I?
You go right ahead.
Speak for a moment. There has been some chatter among sub-council members about setting days for these meetings to happen so that it's like going to be on the first Thursday every month, blah, 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 so that people can plan ahead. Mm-hmm. And I look back over several months and we were doing Wednesday, but we could do Tuesday or Wednesday in June, either at 8 or 5 right now, John, whichever would, and I'm just throwing that out. Yeah. Don't care if it's no big deal, but.
From my I just got a recurring meeting that's Wednesdays through 5:30.
Okay.
So I would not be, Wednesdays would not be great for me for that reason.
Tuesday? What's today?
Today's Monday.
Monday.
Today's Monday.
The first Tuesday would be the 5th.
Yeah.
Correct.
Or any one of those days. It doesn't matter.
Almost any day I can do 5 o'clock except for Wednesday.
I'm sorry. But Tuesday's just as good.
Okay. Tuesday the 5th?
Tuesday,
fifth?
That sounds flexible.
Yeah.
The 5th at 5? Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I think we're getting a little, we're getting in a groove here.
There we go. Done. Excellent. Excellent meeting. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
All right.